Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Now is the fun part of the show. I am joined by Buffalo's own Fernway. What's going on, guys?
How's it going?
Hello. There's a lot of you in here. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves individually for me? Tell me what you're playing instrument-wise.
Hi, my name's Brett, and I play guitar.
My name's Tom. I play bass.
And my name is Tanner. I play drums.
My name is RJ. I sing, and I play the guitar.
My name is Jonah, and I play guitar.
So tell me about Fernway. How did you guys get together? How long have you been together? Tell me about the band.
So Fernway, myself, Jonah, Tommy, and Tanner have been playing music together for a little bit, for probably like 6 years or so at least. And then over the past year, we actually added Brett. We were a different band before this, and we added Brett. We wanted to add another layer, another texture, and that's what we got.
A lot to talk about from you guys tonight. You recently put out a music video. You have an EP out, and you have a big show happening down at Mohawk Place on Wednesday night, correct? Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, so we're going to talk all about that. You're playing with a lot of bands we're familiar with, too, so we're excited to hear all about it. And you have a couple songs for us. So what are we kicking the show off with tonight?
So this first song that we're going to play is it's on the EP that we just put out. You can stream it everywhere. It's called Wishing Well, and we're going to play it.
Awesome. Yeah. You are tuned into Localized on Alternative Buffalo Live with Fernway. Fernway live here on Localized on Alternative Buffalo 107.7 and 104.7. Guys, that was awesome.
Thank you.
I really like your sound.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about this EP that you guys just put out.
It's a long process.
It's a long story.
It's a really long story. We'll cut it down though.
Yeah, so basically we started writing these songs about a year ago, you know, in the winter of like 2016, 2017, right at the turn of the year. And it was kind of a weird time. Like, we were going through some weird stuff. Just
our
personally.
Exploded.
Yeah, we had like a really crazy experience on our winter tour where our van just like totally went down. But basically, fast forward through all that, the record itself, we recorded with the help of Paul Besh from Quiet Country Audio. Shout out to Paul. Yeah, we recorded that at my studio, actually, Skyway Studios, and he tracked the drums, the bass, and the guitar, and then I engineered the rest of the album, the vocals, the lead guitars, the textures, and stuff like that. And then, really, we just wanted to create something that was, I don't know, kind of a mixture of, like, what we've done in the past with our different projects. But I don't know, I, at least for me personally, I wanted to create something that was, like, interesting for a listener to listen to, but also something that, like, if you're a musician and you're listening to it, I want, like, I don't know, I like putting little Easter eggs in places and stuff. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Just trying to make it cool, I guess.
So as far as the EP itself, you just put out a music video. What track is the music video for? And it's off the EP, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so we put out a music video for a song called Headspace, and that song is on the EP. So
We shot it on our tour. Shot it on tour, our most recent tour, and then we also shot it at a place called Bayville on Delaware in Buffalo.
And then you guys are playing, you're releasing the EP this Wednesday, so tell me about the show over at Mohawk Place.
Yeah, so
It's gonna be really cool.
Yeah, yeah. I know I can speak for.
I'm so excited to see the locals play.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I can speak for everybody when we're super excited for that.
It's Darling Harbor.
Darling Harbor ribs.
It's
gonna be a good one. Doors are at 6:30, right?
Yeah.
And then
$10.
$10. Yeah. Come
great.
Support some solid local bands.
Yeah, come early.
And then it actually, you guys are going to be playing at my alma mater up in Fredonia. You're going to be playing at BJ's Fest.
Yes.
So you guys have been up to the Fredonia music scene here and there, I've seen.
Once or twice.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do you feel about playing BJ's Fest?
This will be our first time, actually.
Yeah, we play there a lot, but we've never played BJ's Fest. So
I think great, man. The scene that those kids down there have, like, breeded and cultivated, it's absolutely fantastic. And, you know, it's such a community effort down there from everybody, and it's like really special to be a part of it. I think I could speak for everybody when I say that.
Absolutely. Jonah and I were talking before the show, and he said you don't have to know a single person in BJ's, but the place is always packed.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. So absolutely awesome to see you guys on that lineup. So you got two more songs for me. What's this next song?
This next song that we're gonna play is called Deadweight.
Alrighty, you are tuned into Localized here on Alternative Buffalo Live with Fernway.
Cool. I let you sink in.
Fernway, live here on Localized on Alternative Buffalo 107.7 and 104.7, brought to you by Mr. Goodbar. Guys, that was awesome.
Thank you.
So how's it feel to finally have the EP out?
So good. So
big good. Sigh of relief from the whole band.
It's just been such a long
time. Well, it's like...
How long has it been since we technically released an album as a group?
It's been a long time. And, the thing is, it's always different being on the inside because, like, you know, we get together multiple times a week, 2 to 3 to 4 to 5...
Sometimes.
Really, that much?
Sometimes. I mean, to write and to cultivate ideas, for sure. And, you know, we've been getting together so much over this past year, year and a half, and, you know, we've been so involved with this stuff, and it's nice to finally be able to just, you know, it's nice that we recorded it. Yeah, it's nice to get other people involved with it and to finally release it.
This music makes us feel good, and we've been holding it for so long that we just can't wait for it. To make other people feel
this. Alrighty, so one more time, you guys are going to be playing out at Mohawk Place this Wednesday. Tickets at the door, right? Do you have?
Yeah, tickets are going to be at the door. Get them from any of the band's pre-sale too for $10. At the door, it's going to be $12.
You can get them online too.
But yeah, get there. Doors are at 6:30. Milo's playing at
6:30.
Yeah, get there early. First person's on at 6:30. Yeah. You don't want to miss anybody there.
And I would definitely recommend. I mean, if you wanted a ticket to that show, you should probably try to find a way to get pre-sale or get there real early, because that is the last time we played Mohawk Place, that sold out. And
within like an hour of doors opening.
And
that's awesome.
We expect basically the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely awesome lineup too. You're going to be playing with Previous Love, Darling Harbor, Of Night and Light, and Ghost Pool. Also, where can we keep up with Fernway in the meantime on social media?
So we're on pretty much every platform you can think of. We got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Everyone.
I think we might even have a Snapchat. So if you want to see what we do.
No, we don't.
We'll make a Snapchat. But yeah.
Alrighty, awesome. And it's Fernway official, right?
Fernway official.
Also, technically Bandcamp too.
Yes.
Alrighty, you guys got one more song for me. We're hanging out till 9 o'clock here for Localized. Music's still on the way from Urban Reverie, Into the Wake, and Darling Harbor. But what's this last song, guys?
So this last song is actually the song that we released a music video for. It's called Headspace.
Alrighty.
And, yeah, I hope y'all dig it.
This is Fernway live on Localized.
RJ's just gonna tune in. He recently got an Evertune in his car, so he'll never be out of tune.
I did, but not on my acoustic, because they don't make them for acoustic. Soon. This song's called Headspace. I'm afraid that I'll waste away, losing faith in the things I used to say. These thoughts, they follow me. These thoughts, they follow me to my... These thoughts, they follow me to my grave. If these walls could speak, what they say. You've got that blank stare on your face, and you were never enough for me. If this air I breathe suffocated me, there's always something left to say. There's not enough time in the day.
It's not enough, no, it's never enough for me.
Falling my own. my steps, pick up where I left, and find myself along the way. Cause if you take the right roads, you'll make it home eventually. Retrace my steps, pick up where I left, and find myself along the way. Cause if you take the right roads, you'll make it home eventually.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.